We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We hope you'll stick around. We've got approximately one more hour of modern swinging sounds for you in the jazz idiom. And so we're going to continue to highlight the big band artistry of the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band. And this is a little thing that was done by the big band called The Juggernaut Strikes Again. And this is a Henry Mancini composition. I think we'll all remember the, hopefully some of us remember the film Charade. And so let's listen to the big band do the Mancini version of Charade.
Thank you.
is a Henry Mancini composition, Charade, from the movie of the same name, with featuring Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant. That was not either Audrey nor Cary on that track. This was the Cap Big Band, Juggernaut Big Band, on a Concord label, and we had some fine solos there by Nat Pierce on piano, Pete Chrisleb on tenor sax, and Al Aarons on flugelhorn. So what's up next, Al?
Well, up next we'll hear from the Oscar Peterson Trio. This is from a Verve LP entitled Something Warm. And this version of the trio features Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. And the tune's written by Oscar, and it references Big Scotia. So I immediately had to find out who Big Scotia was. And with a little digging, I found out it's not a person, it's a place. And it's apparently the place in Nova Scotia where the Klondike Gold Rush began. So now that we know what Oscar was thinking about, let's listen to Blues for Big Scotia. It was Blues for Big Scotia, featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. And that was from a Verve LP released in 1962 entitled Something Warm.
Next up is the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band, In a Hefty Bag, and that's the name of the Concord album, cut in 1995. And, of course, they're doing their Count Basie best on all these arrangements, because the whole album is devoted to arrangements and compositions by Neil Hefti, and all of these particular compositions and arrangements were played by the Count Basie band after put together by Neil Hefti. This is a little thing that the Juggernaut did called Teddy the Toad.
Thank you.
it was a Henry Mancini, or sorry, a Neil Hefti composition arrangement written originally for the Count Basie band called Teddy the Toad, and it was reprised by the Frankie Capp Big Band Juggernaut on our Concord label. And that was some fine piano work there by Gerald Wiggins doing his Count Basie best on that particular composition. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by multi-instrumentalist Roland Kirk. And this is from a Mercury LP entitled We Free Kings. And on this number, Roland will be playing three instruments at the same time. A conventional tenor sax, a manzello, which is a soprano sax with a curved neck and a tipped-up bell, and a stretch, which is a straight alto sax. And while he's busy with those instruments, he'll be backed by Richard Wyans on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. And the tune was written by Roland, and it's entitled A Sack Full of Soul. Thank you. Sack Full of Soul, a tune written by Roland Kirk, and featuring Roland on tenor sax, Manzello, and Stritch. And he was backed by Richard Wyans on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from a Mercury LP released in 1962 entitled We Free Kings.
I'm going to play another track from the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band Ensemble on the Concord label called Play It Again, Sam. Of course, it's referring to arrangements and compositions by Sam Nestico, who wrote extensively for the Count Basie Band. And this is a little thing put together by Sam called You Gotta Try. Basie ending there at the end, piano player Jerry Wiggins on a Sam Nestico composition arrangement that was originally written for the Count Basie Big Band and reprised there by the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band. It's called You Gotta Try. And you heard Pete Grisleb and Ricky Woodward exchanging ideas on tenor sax and pushing him, the whole band through. Was the leader, Frankie Capp, on drums. So that was You Gotta Try.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by alto saxophone artist Phil Woods. It's from a Concord LP entitled Bop Stew, and it features Phil on tenor sax, Hal Galper on piano, Tom Harrell on trumpet, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. And the tune was written by the pianist of the group, Hal Galper, and it's the title tune from the LP, Bop Stew. And that was Bop Stew, a tune written by pianist Hal Galper and featuring Hal there on piano with some great solo work. Also Phil Woods on tenor sax, Tom Harrell on trumpet, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. That was from a Concord LP released in 1987, and it was the title tune Bop Stew.
Well, we've been playing a lot of compositions tonight by the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band. All of them have been flag wavers, the real up-tempo things. So we're going to slow things down and give you a sample of how Frankie Cap's Juggernaut sounds in a ballad setting. This is from the Big Band album Cap's Juggernaut in a Hefty Bag. Of course, the composition and arrangement is by Neil Hefty, who wrote extensively for the Count Basie Band. And so let's listen to a beautiful ballad by the Juggernaut called Midnight Blue.
Thank you.
gorgeous big band ballad done by the Frank and Cap Juggernaut Big Band from their album In a Hefty Bag. Of course, that was a Neil Hefty arrangement and composition called A Midnight Blue. And the only soloist on that particular track was Gerald Wiggins on piano. Midnight Blue.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by pianist Herbie Hancock, and it's from a Blue Note LP entitled Empyrean Isles. And it features Herbie on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And Herbie wrote the tune. It's entitled Cantaloupe Island. That was Cantaloupe Island, a tune written by Herbie Hancock and featuring Herbie on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP entitled Empyrean Isles, released in 1964.
Closing out our tribute to the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band, we're going to do something from Frankie's Concord album, Play It Again, Sam, which, of course, is arrangements and compositions of Sam Nestico, who did all of these particular arrangements and compositions for the Count Basie Big Band. Let's listen to Frankie Cap's group do Night Flight.
Thank you.
the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band doing Sam Nicholas' 88 Basie Street.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. We're getting ready to wrap up the show tonight. We'll be back next week. We hope you'll give serious consideration to joining us from 8 to 10 next Sunday. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up with a group led by tenor saxophone artist Stanley Turrentine, and it's from a Blue Note LP entitled Return of the Prodigal Son. And the group is mainly assembled as a showcase for Stanley. He'll be backed by McCoy Tyner on piano, Garnett Brown on trombone, Julian Priester on trombone, Joe Shepley on trumpet, Marvin Stamm on flugelhorn, Al Givens on piano, Joe Farrell on tenor, Mario Rivera on baritone sax, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ray Lucas on drums. And the tune was written by Erling Berlin, but it's in no way a reference to your listening pleasure tonight. It just happened to fall in that time slot. It's entitled Better Luck Next Time.